Hey, everybody. Thank you so much. We are back. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about President Trump showing up in New York. And you know what? At first, when they were starting this trial up in New York over President Trump, and I was like, man, this is really jacked up. They're keeping President Trump from going on the campaign trail. They're doing this stupid gag on or trying to prevent President Trump from speaking. They're doing everything they can to try to silence the man. But just like everything else that the Democrats have done in the past, it has backfired on them. Everything. This is another episode of Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. This is another episode of that. How? Because they got President Trump. They're trying him in New York, and they're trying to keep him down. But guess what? New York is flipping. People in New York are coming out in great numbers in support of President Trump. This is not what the Democrats want. I'm willing to bet that the Democrats are looking at all of the support that President Trump has in New York because everyone knows where he is. They all know he's there. And they're like, oh, my goodness, he's getting all of this support in New York. I'm willing to bet that they're going, maybe we should have moved this to someplace else. Maybe we should have moved this, you know, to a different location. Because with President Trump being in New York, his presence alone is actually drawing people in. Listen to some of this where President Trump was outside talking to people. And of course, he just laying it out, this unconstitutional, what they're doing to him, taking his constitutional rights away, his First Amendment rights away. It's repulsive. But listen to what President Trump has to say to the news reporters in New York.
Very close in New York, I understand. And we're leading in the country by a lot. Poll just came out a little while ago, as you saw yesterday, that we're up in every swing state and up by a lot in every swing state. So I think we're going to do very well, and we're going to make a play for New York. I just heard there was a very good poll came out. Normally, a Democrat will win New York. Biden is the worst president in history, and we have some very bad people here, but we have the greatest people, and they're right behind me. And they all want us to run, and we're going to run very hard in New York. New York, we have a good chance of winning New York, in my opinion, but we're going to give it a shot.
USA! USA! USA!
They've taken my constitutional right away with a gag order. That's all it is. It's election interference. This whole thing is election interference. So the polls have just come out, and I just got another sample. We're leading every swing state by a lot, and we're leading the nation by a lot. He's the worst president in the history of our country. He makes Jimmy Carter look great. Jimmy Carter is very happy because his presidency was brilliant by comparison. But this is the worst president we've ever had. He's destroying our country. Close the borders. You can do it in one phone call. You can close the borders. Close up the borders, Joe. Our country's going to hell.
I love Trump.
I mean, you know, he's in New York, and he sounds like a New Yorker, right?
Right, right.
Our country is going to hell.
I mean, he's been impactful on New York. You know what? He deserves New York's vote, what he has done for that city. You know, I was so happy to see the excitement on the streets for him. And this is what the Democrats are scared about. He is now saying, you know what? He's a businessman. Oh, he knows how to turn something bad into something good.
You know what?
And
he's
said, you're
going to
take me to trial?
You're going to keep me here?
Yeah.
You won't let me go on the campaign
right?
trail? I'm going to bring the people to New York.
He said,
I'm going to bring it to here. Now he's going to have an event in the Bronx?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
He actually said that. He said he's going to
have an event in the Bronx?
Yep, and
in
Madison Square Gardens. And he said, you know what?
Come on.
They said they're going to now campaign every week in New York.
You know what? This is so exciting because the Democrats are going after Trump and they're doing nothing but helping him. This is helping President Trump. Here, let me show you another short clip. This is really short. You can leave it split screen. Watch this. Listen. Just listen.
We love Trump. We love Trump. We love Trump.
Look at this. So he's shaking hands with everybody. He's a real people's person. You don't ever see this type of reaction with Joe Biden.
And you won't.
You don't see this at all with Joe Biden. No one is trying to go to Joe and shake his hand. No one cares about Joe.
Look at the black guy.
Black guy, he's all smiling. There's Latinos in there. There's white people in there. There's Asian people. These are Americans, and they're all there to see Trump. Trump is like a rock star.
He is a rock star.
He's a rock star.
He knows how to walk. He knows how to talk.
He knows how to walk the walk and talk the talk.
Right?
And
he's so much more capable than Biden.
Trump is like, okay, you're gonna keep me here in New York. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm not gonna get mad about it. It is disgusting what you're doing. You're keeping me here. Okay, let's just take advantage of it. There's how many people in New York? I mean, I'll just win the people in New York. I'll show them the truth here.
Yeah,
I'll just go talk to the people here in New York.
If I can't campaign somewhere else, I'll campaign here.
I'm going to tell
here.
You right now, President Trump, they're keeping him locked down in New York. But as long as we have cameras, we have internet, we're going to see President Trump, and we're going to support him. Mm. I've told people this before. President Trump doesn't have to come to my little town here in Texas. I'm still going to support Trump.
That is so weird. You know what?
He doesn't have to come to my town.
I thought of that today. I thought, you know what? This just shows that we here in Texas, in Kentucky, in Ohio, in Iowa, can watch Trump and go, wow, I'm excited for him. This excites the rest of the country, right?
Yes.
To see a blue state celebrating him. Chanting
and you know
for
what?
Him,
I'm willing to bet
they
the
are
other
waking
states,
up, and
the
we're
other
finally
states
glad.
Are like, I don't want to be left behind.
Yeah,
because look what they're doing to them. Right. All these illegals coming into their state, they're destroying destroying their state, destroying the cities because of the illegals are coming in, and it's all being driven by the Democrats. Here's another short one. Listen to this one. Go full screen on it. Watch this. Oh, we can't do it. Listen, just listen. Y'all hear that? Let me play it one more time. Listen, just listen. Just listen, because this is in New York. USA, Shannon. They're screaming USA. Screaming USA.
Yeah, and you know, I know right now you can't see it because
they're screaming USA. They're screaming USA.
Yeah, and there's excitement. You know what, Will? This was a last minute thing. This wasn't hugely organized. In fact, they said it was unplanned. Right. There was a little planning, obviously, because they're there. They barricaded it off a little bit. But he at the last minute woke up. This was at 7:30 this morning. 7:30
this morning.
And their time.
And all these people out there. 7:30 their
all
time.
All those people there waiting for Trump. And that's what he's going to do. That's what Trump is going to do. He's going to take advantage of what he has. That's what a businessman does. He's like, listen. I got time here in New York, right? Let's take advantage of it. Who can we talk to? Who can we meet up? And I think, Will, the fact that they've destroyed New York so much, it literally is making the people there excited. And he went to the Bronx and he's like, man, look at the reaction I got here. Let's do it again. Let's go to Chick-fil-A. Let's go to, you know, where they're building buildings. And he relates to these people. And I'm going to tell you why. Because Trump, as a career, he built skyscrapers.
Yes.
He built buildings.
Sorry to cut you off, but to add on top of that.
Right.
President Trump hired like more than half the city.
Right.
He hired so many people in New York. A lot of people were able to make a living. People were able to support their families because what President Trump did in New York.
Yeah.
And now the people in New York have said, wait a minute, this is not the Trump. They're going after Trump over this fraudulent stuff and all this other corruption that's taking place, but they're going after Trump over, what do they call it? Over hush money?
Yeah, and you know what?
In New York? You know hush what? Money? Well, you have the mob in New York. You have all these corrupt criminals in New York.
Trump's parents made him work.
Yes.
In the construction, on the field, so he could get a real feel of what goes on out there. And then Trump did the same thing to his children. So he relates to these people, and they know he relates to them. He's going out here saying these people are the hardest workers. They're doing the jobs that no one else wants to do. And same thing with the police department. Same thing with the fire department. You know, Joe has no energy and no passion when he talks to these people. It makes him, because he's disingenuous. Well, he doesn't really care. Trump does.
Yeah, listen, here's some more video, some more words from our great president, Donald J. Trump.
As you probably have heard, some very big things have happened, but the biggest seems to be that the GDP just announces all the way down to 1.6%, and it's heading south. It's going to get worse. Gas prices in California were just also announced at $7.60. Gasoline is going way up. Energy costs are going way up. And the stock market is, in a sense, crashing. The numbers are very bad. This is Bidenomics. It's catching up with him. It's lucky that it's catching up before he leaves office as opposed to after he leaves office. But this is Bidenomics. It's destroying our country at the border, destroying our country with other countries. They no longer respect the United States. I think the dollar's in tremendous trouble in terms of currency. This is going to be the standard, and it's going to be the standard with me. With Biden, you're going to lose. The dollar is the standard. That'll be like losing the biggest war we've ever lost. And it's a shame, but it's all the way down to 1.6. And I'll tell you, nobody thought that would be possible. And it looks like it's heading down from there. So that's very bad news. This morning I met with great people, construction workers, some Teamsters, and other unions, and some not in unions, and we had a fantastic morning. You were there, some of the press was there. Great show of support. As you know, some tremendous polls came out over the last 24 hours where we're up in all of the swing states and up nationally. But one came out where we're down very little in New York. New York traditionally isn't won by Republicans anymore.
Right there. You know what? President Trump. I mean, see, this is why I love President Trump, because he comes out and he tells the truth, and they're trying to silence him. We'll be right back.
It's about MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.